She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you with us. On Wednesdays, I love to set the newspaper down, the front page sections at least, just for a little bit so that we can spend some time doing focusing on one area that might help you become a better parent, might help me become a better parent. That means I'm not the one telling you how to be a better parent because I'm still working on it myself. Now, to help us with this endeavor is Shelley Goldberg, former parenting reporter for New York One, and she rejoins us. Shelley, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about messiness. We know that our politics are messy, Kevin, but life is messy. It's unpredictable. It's constantly changing. And I'm here to tell you that messiness has its place. It can be a good thing.
Really?
It can be worth, yeah, it can be worth the mess.
Absolutely. All right. So what makes it worth the mess?
Well, first, let me tell you what I'm talking about, because I could see parents are questioning, what is she mean
exactly.
by mess? Messiness, what does this woman mean? I'm talking about things that I think will be very familiar to you. Those mud pies, those, finger painting, having toilet paper roll across the living room floor, the Legos and the matchbox cars all over the place. That's what I'm talking about.
Sounds like you're spying on my 5-year-old's room or my 7-year-old's room.
Ah, well, probably, maybe. But here's the point. See, those wonderful self-contained craft kits that we give as gifts and we get for our children,
right.
They have a place and they're wonderful. But they give you all the pieces, Kevin. They give you the instructions and you know what it's supposed to look like in the end. That's not life. It's a little too predictable. So messy play or unstructured play, that's another way of looking
at it. Gotcha.
Has a wonderful purpose and it gives kids some great, great gifts like... It encourages real creativity and imagination. It strengthens those wonderful problem-solving skills. It's great fun, and it's certainly going to build memories for you and your child. But it also ignites all the senses, Kevin. You know, touch and feel, you know, and smell. You're on steroids, you know, when you're involved in messy play. And there's even a lot of research that suggests when children are outdoors and they're playing in the dirt, that's just by playing in the dirt, that has the potential to build immunity and strengthen immunity. So there might be a health benefit as well. So what can parents like you, Kevin, what can you do to make this a little easier, right? So you're not overwhelmed by all of this?
Yeah.
Well, here are some suggestions. First, have a designated messy area. One spot inside, and if you have a home, then an outside designated spot as well. Have some designated messy clothes. So that means your children know to get out of their wonderful, you know, clothes that you spent a fortune on and get into the messy clothes before they embark on this endeavor. You want to stock the right supplies. That means the bubbles, the finger paint, those huge, wonderful chalk, you know, the chalk that comes in the yellow, you know, when the kids
we've had a driveway or two covered in that.
Oh, that's wonderful. And sometimes just using, I think it's butcher paper, you know, the very...
Oh, yeah.
You can tape it to the wall, tape it to the floor. And another thing you can do is just ask other moms and dads. They will have great suggestions on how to help you manage the messiness. One mom suggested to me when my kids were small, she said, Shelley, just get a blanket. So when the kids have the Legos all over the place and the matchbox cars at the end... Pick up the blanket and just dump it into a plastic bin. Very simple. It made things a lot easier. And the last thing to know, Kevin, is that when kids embark on the messy and unstructured play, there's also a component here. They're also going to learn how to clean up because that's part of the deal. So you're going to be teaching them how to organize the chaos at the end. They get to have all this great, creative, unstructured, scientific play that leads to asking questions like what if and cause and effect. But in the end, they have to agree to help you and work together to restore law and order. You know, and they'll learn how to clean up. What's happened in your house.
Those are some great things. Well, you know, and it's more by the personality type of each child, right? So our oldest, the engineer guy that's, you know, really rule following and very, you know, his room is pretty well kept all the time. Same with the baby. She doesn't like a big mess. But my middle guy, he just, every Lego set on earth is open and across his floor. In fact, his room looks like it's carpeted in Legos right now. That's as I left the house this morning. You can't walk in there barefooted. You will come out with, you know, cuts and scrapes because of it. But he lives in that stuff. He loves to get down in there. And what you were saying about igniting the imagination, he will build Lego sets out of he'll build new Lego sets out of Lego sets that weren't what he got. So he'll make Avengers characters, for example, out of the Star Wars characters, and he'll put the whole set together in his head. And he can do that because he's not following, quote, the rules at the time, which is very good. So I see the benefit of this. And friends, I hope that you do as well. In fact, if you'd like to listen again, go to the podcast page at SoundCloud.com or iTunes. Just search for Kevin McCullough Radio and search for The Parenting Express with Shelley Goldberg. Shelley, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, he is the Catman. Should he be mayor again in New York? Should he run for it? I think he should. We'll see. It's Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.